Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today, really deep.
Deep.
Yeah, into something that honestly affects pretty much everyone. If you're renting, if you own, if you're even thinking about like dipping your toes into the property world. We're talking about this whole failure to disclose thing in property management.
It's huge.
How? I mean, I've been looking at all these expert opinions, legal cases, tips for like property owners. It's a lot.
It is.
But before we even like get into the nitty-gritty, can you, for our listeners, just lay out why this is such a big deal?
Well, think about it. You miss something, even something small, seems unimportant.
Right.
And boom, suddenly you're in court. You're facing fines, your reputation is shot, and that's...
Then no one wants that.
No one wants that. And it happens more than you think. There was this case, actually, in California, a seller didn't mention a, you know, history of foundation problems.
Oh, wow.
Ended up with a judgment against them, $1.2
million.
$1.2 million. So yeah, this isn't just about skipping a few repairs.
Oof.
This is serious stuff.
So I'm already kind of sweating. I'm sure our listeners are too. So how do we even approach this?
Okay, so first off,
yeah,
we got to remember, it's not just about avoiding trouble, right? It's about making good decisions for everyone.
Okay, yeah.
And a big part of that is, are you ready for this? The legal side.
The L word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Local codes, state regulations, federal laws like the Fair Housing Act, which, by the way, that one says you have to disclose lead paint hazards if you know about them.
See, this is what I mean. It's overwhelming.
It can be. Yeah.
So, okay, when we say disclosures,
yeah,
what are we even talking about? What should we be looking out for?
Okay, so let's break it down. Three main things. Known defects, property history, and then this catch-all. Other material information.
Okay, known defects. I feel like I get that. Leaky roof, you got to say something.
Yeah, but it's more than that. Think hidden mold, bad wiring, even, you know, past pest problems.
Yeah, no one wants to deal with that.
Exactly. Anything that affects safety or whether you can actually live there comfortably, that's a known defect.
Okay, what about property history? Is that just, like, if the kitchen was remodeled?
It's bigger. Imagine you buy this beautiful house, then you find out, oops, it was basically a bonfire a few years back, or the basement's a swimming pool every spring.
Oh, come on. That's...
Those are big deals. Buyers need to know that up front.
Yeah, totally. You don't want to buy a money pit.
Exactly.
All right, so then what about this other material information that's like super vague?
It is a bit, right. But it's stuff that even if it's not about the actual building, it might make a tenant or a buyer say, maybe not.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, imagine a massive highway project starting right next door.
Oh, no.
Suddenly your quiet neighborhood's a construction zone, property values might tank. That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it's really about being transparent.
Yes.
Letting people make informed choices, not springing surprises on them.
100%.
So we've talked about the risks of not disclosing. How do we actually, like, protect ourselves proactively?
Inspections, regular inspections. Owners can spot problems before they get huge, save money.
Right.
Tenants, they can document existing issues so they don't get blamed later on.
It's like a checkup for your house.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Okay, I know this isn't fun, but record keeping.
Oh, paperwork.
I know, but trust me, detailed records of inspections, repairs, all communication, that can be a lifesaver if there's ever a dispute. Plus, it helps you plan for future maintenance.
So you're saying even if it's a pain, keep those files organized?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, anything else?
Last but not least, communication. Clear, open, honest.
Yeah.
A tenant sees a leaky faucet, they tell the owner right away.
Prevents a bigger problem.
Exactly. Owners planning maintenance, they give the tenants a heads up. It builds trust, avoids confusion.
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think what we've learned today is knowledge is power. Especially when it comes to property.
I agree.
Understanding this disclosure stuff, it protects everyone. Owners, tenants, buyers, sellers, the whole gang.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Next time you're dealing with property, any kind of property, ask yourself, what questions do I need to ask? How do I make sure I'm getting all the information? You've got the power to make informed decisions, protect yourself, and that's what matters.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.